F1, number 26B.
Only ideas live on. And that's what he says. And he addresses then himself to those that serve God and says unto them, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings? Yes. Those who have done that, their root is not rooted up, their branches are still blossoming, and the leaves of those trees are still leaves of healing. And there is healing in its wings. There is always healing in the spiritual idea. There's always healing in being conscious of a spiritual idea, in sharing spiritual ideas with each other. There is always healing in it. And it stays on. It just stays on. Whatever is of the nature of idea is eternal, and it just can't be rooted up or rooted out. Out. Rooted out. Yes. So if it comes to the end, and then there is at the end of Malachi a little addition which all the commentary says are of very late date, that they are not from Malachi. If it's true or not, I don't know. But they are very different, really, in its message. But quite nice in order to link over to the New Testament. He says there, remember ye the law of Moses, with all the statutes and judgments. He says, remember the word of God. He has given it. The laws and the statutes and the judgment. Well, Moses, the law, has been showing and revealing the nature of God as the word. And then he goes on and says, behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet. Now he comes to the Christ. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. So Elijah must come first, as Jesus said. And then only Christianity can come. And so he looks further into the New Testament and gives a sense of Christianity. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers. There will be that interrelationship of principle and idea, that harmonious relationship between God and man, where Jesus said, yes, I came forth from the Father and I'm coming to the world. Again, I leave the world and I go back to the Father. Where the Father is turned to the heart of the children, and the children's heart is turned to the Father. Where that oneness is being established as the basis of demonstration. And then, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. If he shows the sense of science that if we follow, you see, if we follow the law of Moses, if we accept the word, and study the synonyms, and study the ideas of synonyms, the laws and the judgments, and know what are the ideas of mind and spirit. And then, behold, I send Elijah. And then when we begin to see that these synonyms are not just words and terms that are stagnant, but that they operate, that they have a Christ and that they operate. And I will send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And we begin to see that the Christ is bringing, and he will, how is the English translation? Und ich werde alles wiederherstellen. I will restore all things, I think he said, huh? Come to restore all things. Then, from that point, he shows that then, when everything is restored, when the Christ has translated itself to the point of idea, where the idea is now restored in its fullness, Then Christianity can come and says, then principle and idea work together and work together. And that's the basis of demonstration, perfect God and perfect man. Then the heart of the father is turned to the heart of the children, the children's heart to the father. I can do nothing but what I see as the father do. And so on. Then he says, then if that is accepted, then the Lord can no more smite the earth with a curse. Then being is established. Then error can no more come in and bring about a backsliding into our consciousness. And that's the way how Malachi ends his prophecy. So let's just see what he wanted to convey. See, through the seven subjects, he had the purpose to show to our consciousness something new, namely that only as we serve, or in the measure, I would say, in the measure as we serve with the fullness of consciousness in the work we are doing, that only that is being blessed by our Father. That our work is never a begging and an asking. We have no God which we where we can go to Him with a begging sense. Give me, give me, give me. I have nothing, give me. But where it shows, no, only as we go to the Father in our fullness, in our sense of complete sonship, His right starts in by saying, the Lord has loved you. You are His son. We are His son, His full son. Only as we approach God in its fullness, that God demonstrates itself also in its fullness. So in the measure as we approach God in always a in a fuller and fuller sense, that God will come to us in a fuller and fuller sense, and not the other way around. See, the argument is, the theological argument is, which we nearly have fallen into the trap, because all the other prophets, you see, have shown us God is life and He comes to us in all His fullness, to me and to you and to everybody. So that then the argument rises up in consciousness which says, all right, let Him come. I have nothing. I am full of lack and I don't need to do anything. I don't need to do anything. God always comes to me in its fullness, and then the argument may raise up, and I don't need to do anything. And if I lack something, God will give it to me. So the last one of these has to correct that and said, well, God can only come to its own full idea. And so Malachi shows that therefore the idea has to operate in this principle in its fullness. How does it show it? It shows that mind comes to us and argues with us to the point where we are willing to accept ourselves as the complete creation of the parent mind. And when we accept that, then we have that feeling that mind is the parent mind of our being, and is so in us, is trampled down whenever it wants to erect its head. Spirit is God and as a Christ and comes to me and to you and argues with me and you and says, you know, I only want to know you as the full reflection of Spirit, as a completely pure, whole idea. And therefore, you have to operate in Spirit as the pure idea of Spirit, as the whole idea of Spirit, as a substantial idea of Spirit. You can't come to me as a lay mentality, as a rotten mentality, as a corrupt mentality, or as a sick mentality. Because all that does not come to God in a whole way will be destroyed. Then he shows soul and says soul is a fact in being which always wants its representative, which has a representative. And therefore, as a Christ, soul operates and operates to establish in each one of us that consciousness that we can only operate as a true representative of God. And that if we don't operate as a true priest, as a true representative of God, but one that falls away from it, that there is a curse on that, that you will be cursed if you do that. That's the terminology of the Bible. Then he shows principle, and shows that principle constantly comes to me and to you and to everybody through its Christ and says, I don't give you any peace in your consciousness until you begin to realize that you are a principled idea, and therefore an idea which has always to be related in bonds with principle and always to be related to every idea, to the idea of science, to the wife of your youth. It isn't the husband of your youth. It isn't a husband. It's a wife, you know, a wife that can bring forth always more and more and more, that has that wonderful ability to conceive of more and more and more. So it shows, and only then, when within you you feel that you are a principled idea, related within the system of principle, only then you have one Father and one God which looks after you. Then you bring forth godly fruits, he said. And so it comes and shows that life is a fact in being. Life is a fact in being, not doom, not destruction, is a fact in being. Life is a fact in being, but that life has a Christ and says, I'm going to work on each consciousness. To every level of consciousness I'm going to work and to work on it. And to bring in that consciousness something to light which says, oh yes, only that really which is of the nature of life can survive. Everything else can't survive and I don't need to try to make it survive. And so he begins to see that only those values which are lasting, which are from life, will ever be supported by life, preserved by life, vivified by life, and kept intact by life. Then he begins to see in truth that truth is a fact in being. But that fact is not just a stagnant fact, just a stated fact, but it has a Christ, and that truth therefore works as a true idea, and works as a true idea of man, and works on us, and works on us, and doesn't give us any peace, and no excuse, and no backing out, until we accept that we have to go to truth wholeheartedly, with all our ties, and that we just can't say, I give only a little bit, but that in every way, in every aspect, we always have to give that little extra. And then he says, now prove me if that law does not open up the windows of heaven and pour down on you infinite blessing which is bigger than what you can accept. And then he shows at the last point of love, the service, true church service, to serve God wholeheartedly. And he shows that love is a fact which always wants to save, to bring salvation, to bring the Son of Righteousness and the healing with wings. But that love can only do that and bring that to those who have seen that they have to serve the Lord, and not to those that say it is no use to serve the Lord. That mentality will be washed away. And only that mentality gets the healing in its wings, which is serving, giving back to love, because knows that we cannot possess anything, that we haven't brought anything into this world and cannot take out anything from this world, that whatever we have is from God and therefore we have to give it back to God. And that, he says, is the Son of Righteousness. That is bringing healing in its wings. That's the law of Malachi. I see quite a deep law, which in one way is so gracious, because it doesn't ask first a lot of hell and gnashing of teeth and I don't know what until we are ready to serve the Lord, but which says, you every time, at every moment, you have that grace where you say, well, after all, God loved me, so I'm all right. My true individuality, my spiritual scientific individuality is established because God loved me before I could love God. So I can go out from a great sense of grace, namely of completeness. Here I go out from a sense of completeness, you see. And through the seventh subject just shows that I have to keep that completeness in spite of everything. That I have to approach God as a complete idea of mind. That I have to approach God as a complete idea of spirit, never as a halfway thing. That I have to approach God as a complete, full idea of soul, as the true representative. That I have to approach principle as the complete idea of principle, namely as a scientific idea. That I have to approach life as the full idea of life, namely only as that which is comprising lasting, eternal qualities. All the others will be washed away by the refiner's fire. That I can only approach truth as a complete idea of truth, not as a robber and a thief that wants to have something for oneself, but that is willing to give back. That I can only approach love as the complete idea of love, where I am willing to lay back everything into love, what belongs to God, and don't try to keep something for myself. Then I am in the rhythm, within the operation of the idea within its principle. Then principle operates for me. And it says, and if you do that, then error, what did he say? Then lest I come, and then I cannot no more smite the earth with a curse. Then there is no more any sense of lack and of curse left over. Well, this way we have finished the Minor Prophet. You have seen it's quite a big picture. And now this afternoon I will try to show you the message of the four major prophets in relation to the matrix.